Hello, I'm Ashlyn Richardson of Lincoln, Missouri. I am currently going to be a senior at the University of Missouri Columbia studying agriculture education leadership.
All right, Ashlyn. You are recently a recipient of the Missouri Women in Agriculture Rising Star Award. How exciting is this for you?
This is so exciting. This is a wonderful experience. Being such a huge lover of the Missouri State Fair and agriculture, I'm so excited to get to complete my duties at the State Fair, and I'm very, very excited and honored to have received this award.
Well, congratulations. I'm excited for you, too.
Thank you.
You've been active at this fair for many, many years. Can you tell me about your involvement?
Yes. So Lincoln, Missouri is just 20 miles south on 65 Highway of Sedalia. So growing up, living very close to the State Fair, I have always spent every day at the State Fair since I was born. I've attended each year of my life. And whenever I was of age, I began my membership in 4-H and then later FFA, where I began exhibiting cattle. I have exhibited at the State Fair several different breeds of cattle, mainly registered Angus, heifers, and market steers. However, this year marks the first experience for me. I am going to try out exhibiting market barrows this year at the State Fair, and I'm really looking forward to that. So my involvement with the State Fair has been very heavily through 4-H and FFA. I have also enrolled a ham in the FFA building and also baked cookies. So that's been very exciting for me as well. I just love the State Fair.
Now that's a diverse resume you have there. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
You're also involved in a few things at Mizzou. Do you want to talk about your involvement on campus?
Yes. So my involvement on campus is pretty exciting, too. I can't believe I'm going to be a senior this year. I'm looking very forward to that. Within ag education, I serve as an ag education rep, which is my department, and that is a student ambassador for CAFTR, which is the College of Ag, Food, and Natural Resources for the university. And my position allows me to recruit younger members that are maybe still in high school or even at the university that might be interested in pursuing a degree in agriculture education. And I love being able to talk about my experiences because the Ag Education Department is a very close-knit, very small group, but very welcoming group with wonderful advising and people that are willing to help you. And the College of Agriculture at Mizzou makes life on campus so much smaller, and it's really a wonderful experience for me.
That is so neat. Now, Monsanto donates an $1,000 cash prize to whatever organization that you choose, and you chose the Missouri State Fair Foundation Youth and Agriculture Scholarship as your beneficiary. Why did you choose that?
I chose the Missouri State Fair Youth and Agriculture Scholarship because I believe that the State Fair plays a great role in helping shape the lives of youth. And the scholarship provides $1,000 for several individuals in Missouri that have played large roles in the Missouri State Fair. And I think it's wonderful that the State Fair sort of gives back to those members that have given so much to the State Fair and help make the State Fair's showcase of agriculture what it is today. And I would love nothing more than to see another member receive $1,000, another young member of agriculture that's participated in the State Fair. And that's why I chose to donate my $1,000 to the Missouri State Fair Youth and Agriculture Scholarship is because I really want to help play a role in paving the way to college for another young individual that's enthusiastic about agriculture.
That truly is a noble cause.
Thank you.
Will you be, you're planning to be at the fair this year with your barrow, and that's exciting. What is your favorite part of the Missouri State Fair?
Well, let's see. I love certainly almost every aspect of the Missouri State Fair. My favorite involvement is that everybody in the state of Missouri that showcases agriculture, whether it's through livestock, whether it's through cooking, whether it's through just the machinery that you are able to walk by and view. I think that the Missouri State Fair is the largest showcase of agriculture in the state of Missouri. And being a person that loves agriculture so much, I love to be able to see that. And I also think it's a wonderful event for families that are interested in any variety of life to experience at the end of the summer.
Why is it important to recognize women in agriculture here in the state of Missouri?
I believe it's very important to recognize women in the state of Missouri that play a large role in agriculture, because men and women are both very important to agriculture. We have been for many years, and I think that women are continuing to play a large role. I know that sometimes it appears like maybe farm and ranch work can be very hard for a woman. Sometimes it seems like it takes a man's strength to maybe get everything accomplished on the farm. And I think it takes a team, and women in agriculture can be a good public relations and marketing aspect for ag, and they are able to let others know the importance of agriculture in the state of Missouri. And they also are able, like myself, to be able to work on the farm and actually be able to experience every aspect of agriculture. So I definitely believe that it takes men and women to make agriculture successful. And I'm honored to be a woman promoting agriculture.
Thanks again, Ashlyn, for speaking with me this morning. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just like to add, I'm very honored and I'm very excited for the Missouri State Fair, and I hope that I get to meet several new individuals. Thank you.